The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Freaky, freaky Friday! We are here. We are back. That's right, baby. Hanging with the Boys. That is a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza in front of the Ford Center, where the high is 83 degrees today, currently 77 degrees. This is Nate Newton. That is Kurt Daniels. Yes, I am Jesse Holly. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys the sports equivalent of...
Braille.
Braille.
All right there. Sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. We got a homie today in the chilling with us today. First, let me say this. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop.
With flavor Wingstop. Yes, sir. Wow.
We got some company in today. Mm. We literally just grabbed someone and pulled them in here today.
And we had to break protocol of what we needed him to do because... Go ahead on, Jesse.
No, and at first when he walked in, he didn't say a word.
Yes.
And then he spoke.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie.
Be clean.
I'm not going to lie.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to lie.
Don't do that.
This is Dylan. And Dylan has one of those voices.
Jesus.
No, he has like a midnight love voice. Like he has the midnight love voice.
Yeah.
Where, like when he speaks, you can feel the vibration in your gooch. You feel
now,
the vibration.
Stop, man. Stop.
I am as straight as they come.
Right there.
Wow.
Nobody's more straighter than me. But when Dylan speaks, my nipples might show through my shirt.
Rap.
So Dylan, here's what I want you to say, Dylan.
Go ahead on, Dylan. Rap to it, Jet. Rap.
Here's what I want you to say, Dylan, because our show is not a family show. This is the Drunk Uncle show.
Okay. Right.
And we do have some women that, you know, enjoy listening to our show.
Right.
So here's what I want you to say, Dylan. I want you to say this. I want you to say, hey, ladies, welcome to Hanging with the Boys. See?
Make sure I get my voice right.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, welcome to the boys.
Hanging with the boys.
Oh.
Welcome.
To Hanging with the Boys.
There you go. There you go.
Let me try it again.
All right, let's try it again.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. Welcome to Hanging with the Boys.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's nice. Man. So thank you for joining us today, man.
Kurt.
Yes, sir.
Repeat what he just said and see how sexy you sound.
Oh, yeah. He's getting his lips ready.
Kurt said I do that with my fingers.
Right.
Wait.
Easy there.
Oh.
I'm not sure that came out the way you wanted it.
Yeah, in my mind it came out. In my mind it was written differently, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, it is Friday. You know how we get down on Friday. Wild Friday, Freaky Friday. And we're going to hear from y'all today. 888-855-2297. We're going to take your calls today. You know, Nate asked me before the show, how you going to handle the call? Jess, how you going to handle the call? That's literally how he said it to me. And, you know, I'm feeling generous today, Nate.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
If the right people call today, I might let you talk a little bit.
I doubt it.
I got my 12,000 words in for the week.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I got my 12,000 words
Kurt
in.
Kurt got his two and I got my five.
Yeah. So I might let you guys speak a little bit today. So 888-855-2297. But I would be remiss, and there's no easy way to do this, but I would be remiss if we didn't bring this up. We lost one of our comrades yesterday, and with the untimely passing of Gavin Escobar.
Yes.
Wow. Gavin Escobar, who was drafted here for the Cowboys, played four seasons with the Cowboys, was found yesterday in the mountains of California with a tragic rock climbing incident. And Gavin has spent time in the National Football League. And then, believe it or not, he was a fireman.
Wow.
in California.
I read that, man. I was like, wow.
And 31 years old, Nate. Yes. 31 years old, Kurt. Wow. And he leaves behind a wife, two children, a family, a community, a station that he worked at. And just it's such a sad thing to read and to hear, because we sometimes as players, we get put in this bubble as being superhuman. And when we leave this game, we try to find other things in our lives that gives us the same rush or challenge or motivation that we had with the game. And for him, and maybe it was going to be a firefighter, and that's admirable. That is admirable. To be a firefighter means every time you're called, you're potentially running into a situation and putting your life on danger.
Right, right.
To save the lives of others.
Right.
That is an admirable thing to do, and not many people can do that. I look at myself sometimes and go like, could you be a firefighter? Because imagine pulling up to a spot and it's literally blazing, and you now have to run in to grab someone or some people or children, adult, whatever it may be. So, thoughts and prayers to the Escobar family. Kurt, you got anything that you want to add?
No, I'm just like you said, I'm in a sad situation. It's been a tough year for Cowboys Nation as far as losing past and not so past players. It's been difficult. So I hate to hear it for sure.
Nate?
Nah, man. My sentiments is with what you said, man. And I just want to hear what old good voice got.
I don't know if Dylan knows who Gavin Escobar is.
Yeah.
You know who Gavin Escobar is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You want to add anything?
Just condolences to his family.
And you got to stop talking. Like, you really got I don't mean to take this segment anywhere. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is a serious moment.
It is. Yeah. It's sad whenever you lose someone. Once a Cowboy is always a Cowboy. So anytime you lose someone in the family, and as he said, you know, we have lost a lot of people this year, you know, Rayfield Wright and Marion Barber. So a lot of legends, you know, gone too soon. So, yeah, just condolences to his family.
I got my Marion hat on. I got my 24 on my Cowboys hat right there. My brother's keeper.
Respect.
My Marion hat. I know that's my dog.
Yeah.
All right, there's no easy way to transition from that. But, you know, we got to go and talk about football. And that's why we're here. It's what the people come to hear us do. Cowboys are taking on the Washingtons, the football people, the Commanders, whoever the hell they are.
Football team.
So, you know, we went through everything this week. We went through, is this a trap game? You know, what scares us about the Washington football team? What can the Cowboys do offensively? Will the clock strike 12 on on Cooper Rush? Can Kellen Moore keep this up? Mike McCarthy is helping out. And we get back some injured players. I mean, we went through every single possible thing that we can go through. Is there anything that you guys kind of want to add to the discussion for the Cowboys? And Nate, you have your hand raised first like a good student. So I'll call on you.
I want to hear the fans.
Kurt, you got anything you want to add before we get to the fans?
I guess not. No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we could talk about. Like,
Do not.
How about the voice?
I did have one question.
Okay. Before you start here's a funny thing. I have a really good friend. She's gonna hate this when I say it, but she's football horny the time.
Right.
And when she hears his voice, I know I'm gonna get a tweet or a text later on and be like, so who's the light skinned brother with the deep voice? You know what I'm saying?
With the floral shirt.
Yeah, with the floral shirt and the good hair. Who's the light skinned brother with the deep voice and the good hair?
I mean, I would have gotten, you know, cleaned up.
Nah, it's all good. No more. We cannot take
you don't want to take
it
with Jesse.
No more. You already got my nipples over here hard with your voice. We don't need no more sexiness.
I want to hit the fan. I want to hit it.
Kurt, you had a question.
Just, I was surprised by the stat about how much the Cowboys have struggled in the game after a Monday night game. Have you seen that it's being a problem in the past?
Wow.
Now, they have a losing record overall all time in the game after a Monday night game. In their last 9 games...
They had nothing to do with me.
Is it that tough to come back like that? I mean, Thursdays I get, but Mondays to Sunday, that's
people fail to realize as a player the routine that you get into. And when those days are thrown, like you, that 24 hours that you normally get, like if you play Sunday at noon or Sunday at 3:25, like that recovery time, it means so much. And I don't know how to explain it or to
go into the sauna and dry and you'll be all right.
That's after you guys been drinking all night at the White House. That doesn't.
That's what I'm. That's why we didn't have that record. Because we were going to the sauna and dry.
This is the same guy who says when Tyron had a neck injury, put a hot towel on it. We're not taking any medical advice from Nate.
I can heal you.
I think missing those days at times can do something to you mentally and physically. I do. I think it does. And maybe I'm new age. I'm not Nate Newton generation.
See, this is the problem. We need to hit a fan.
You
want to
hit a fan? No. Kurt, Chris, we don't want to hit Nate. Let's hit a fan.
Okay.
Yes. Who we got?
We got Chris and. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Justin in California.
Justin in California. What's up, brother?
What's up? It's good to talk to you guys again. I wouldn't overlook the football team, like you said, man. Yesterday, you don't want to sleep on them. But really, the only person I'm concerned about is Gibson. If you get him started early, that's it. And you know, we still have yet to prove if we could, you know, stop those big runs. And he's very capable of doing it. So, as far as the football team's concerned, that's the only person I'm concerned about. Quick question. I know they changed up things for Rush, but how much do they really change it up? I know they have their base plays, right? Their base runs, their base pass, their base scheme. Could you elaborate on just how much they kind of change things up for them, and if Dak is going to be if they're going to change things for Dak again, or are they going to keep it the same? And I'll listen. Thanks, you guys.
Now you can talk, Nathaniel.
No, go ahead on, because once go ahead on real quick and get this, because we don't want to hit the fans. Go ahead on, man, get that real quick. Knock it out real quick. Go on, Jeff.
Now, I think when it comes to what Cooper Rush is doing, we talked about this earlier in the week, they've simplified it in the sense of we're going to go a lot of two tight end sets, we're going to efficiently run the football on the edges, and then we're going to use play action pass. Kurt, you gave us a stat earlier this week, 15 play action passes last week. He was 11 of 15 on play action pass.
Oh my God, yeah.
90%, it was like 90% completion percentage that he had, I believe, on those for over 100-something yards. It was very high.
Right.
And they've been more diligent in getting him two reads, quick reads. Not all this down the field deep stuff. Not all of this trying to figure through different things. Hey, you got two reads. Get to the top of your drop. Believe what your eyes say. Put your foot in the ground and let that thing go. 2.46 is the time that the ball is coming out of his hands. That's only second to Tom Brady in the National Football League. So, all right. So if you want to call in, we want to hear from you. 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. On the other side of this break, we're going to take a bunch of calls. So call in, ladies, fellas. If you want to hear Dylan's voice again, you can call in and ask to hear Dylan's voice. I might step out because I don't know how much more I can take of that sultry, deep Barry White baritone type voice. Got me in here hot.
Yeah.
Got me over. Nate over there sweating.
I ain't going for it.
You over there sweating.
I'm with my man over here. We ain't going for it.
So listen, we want to hear from you. 888-855-2297. Come back and hang out with us a little bit more. Hanging with the boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a Here Every Week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Freaky Friday here on Hanging with the Boys. Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and we got the voice Dylan over there with the good hair. We got Dylan with the good hair and the good voice. Remember, this segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, remember, Game Day Minicamp. You can join former NFL players for our first Game Day Minicamp presented by Invisalign. Drop your kids off at the Ford Center on October 2nd, that's this Sunday, at 11:30, from 11:30 to 3:30, while you watch the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Commanders game from any of your favorite restaurants in the Star District. Register your young footballer for camp. Visit DallasCowboys.com/academy. We're going right back to the phones. Nobody yes, wants sir. To hear me. Nobody wants to hear Nate. Nobody wants
they
to
want
hear
the voice.
They might want to hear the voice. They might want to hear the voice. So, yeah. Chris, what we got?
It's your boy Anthony from Miami.
Anthony from Miami.
What's up?
What's up, brother?
What's up, my dude?
What's up, man? Say hello to the voice.
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing? Welcome to the show, man. The people show, man.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right. I hear you.
You see what I'm saying?
Check this out. We safe down here. Got up early. Finna go check some people out. Make sure they up the road. Make sure they straight from the hurricane.
Hey, quick, Anthony. Where is it? Where did it hit? Yes.
Lakeland. It came on that Sarasota. St. Pete up there. Right. Naples, it hit that. And it went through and went all the way across. So it hit Lakeland, my cousin.
Right.
And it hit a couple people like that. You know, all up in the Sebring, all that stuff up
okay,
there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. This is what I'm most saying. I already told y'all my 11-6. I'm not scared. I told you we're going far. We already did that. I'm just, man, people enjoy this ride. Stop being scared all the time. This the new and improved Cowboys. We might make some noise in the next year or two. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy the ride. Jerry, Steven, and Will have gotten you Trayvon Diggs, Michael Parsons, and this beast we call Tyler Smith. Kid don't even know what he's doing, and he's going to be that great. I'm already predicting it. You have went out and got J-Ron Kearse, Dan Quinn, Jason Peters and Anthony Barr, who haven't really contributed like Kearse and Quinn, but they finna make some noise. They finna teach these boys. I'm happy. That's what I'm happy about. I'm excited. People forgetting about that. We put that with the talent we already got, and these boys stop with these silly penalties and all that. We're going to take it far, baby. I'm out, man. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. I'm out.
Man, I'm tell you what, that's a baby computer if I ever heard one, dog. That baby computer. Ain't it, dog? No, he's baby computer. I'm telling you,
Thank you, Anthony, man. Appreciate the call, brother.
He just know he's going to get cut off by Jesse.
Yep. So he got to get it in.
I bet he can go for a minute, bro. Michael Irvin. Yeah.
Enjoy the ride, right?
That's, yes, sir.
That's what he said.
Wow.
Are you enjoying the ride, Kurt?
Yeah. I mean, it's up and down.
Big noob to join the ride. Hey, I want to win. I don't care what it costs.
I prefer the ride of our, you know, starting quarterback wouldn't hurt and that kind of thing. Yeah. But yeah.
Hey, you know what? Whatever.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
When you want to get a little eye to eye, you know, with Miss Michelle, do you say, hey, Big Newton gonna beat you in the room? How do you say that? Like, do you say Big Newton?
What's that?
When you're talking to your wife, like, hey, come on in the room, Big
Newton. Nah, man.
Big Newton won't talk
to you. I just never let her get out of there. She just, she come through and it'd be like, close the door.
You just tackle her.
I ain't got to do all that.
Oh.
I ain't got to do that. I ain't got to do all that.
Daddy ain't got to do all that.
Oh, man.
Big Newton.
That about as far as be going with me and my wife.
My fault. You're right. My fault. My bad. I'm sorry, Miss Michelle.
Hey, you know what? Pastor Q.
I'm sorry. Pastor Q don't call today. Today's not the day.
Pastor Q, say this dude, man. He is hell bound.
Just pray for me.
Let's get to our next call.
Wow. Who was that next call, Chris?
It's Maurice in Tacoma.
Who that?
Maurice in Tacoma.
Okay.
Yes, sir. How we doing, fellas?
We good, baby. How you?
Real good.
Hey, so you drive a Tacoma truck?
Yes, I do drive a truck in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. All right.
I just want to say, Jesse, man, I appreciate you, man. Everything that you're doing with that foundation, Highly Helping Hands, man. People need to know how much work you're putting out there in that community, man. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
No question. My question is, it's about Michael Gallup. Last week he didn't play. They say it was a mental thing. How are we so sure this week that he's not going to have those mental issues and that he's going to come out and play without having any worries? I'll hang up. Appreciate you.
If I'm not mistaken, I've heard people say that he say he's against the wall because time has ran out, and this is his week. So if he does play and if he can come over this hurdle, I, Jess, you may can speak on it more to me for as a tight end, but as a big fat lineman, wide receiver's good, but you're big enough to be one now.
Now I am.
what do you mean he's against the wall?
He said last week, you know, the 4 weeks that he had planned for himself. You know, this is what I heard other people say.
They didn't put him on IR because they thought he'd be back before.
So this is his week. He said where he should be ready. But even if he's not ready, that's on them and him. But if he get in that game, man, in that first series, man, I got to get him that rock. I don't want him to go into 2-3 series running around wondering. I want him to know. Either he's going for a touchdown or a touch, or they're gonna tighten him up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You agree, disagree?
Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like we talked about yesterday, he's not going to know until he plays. And so there's really no – it sounds like physically he's ready. He's gotten some more work in practices, padded and all that. So, yeah, hopefully mentally he's ready to go and gets out there, gets the ball. And
either touchdown.
Comes back.
And that's the thing about the national – I think about football in general, sports in general. Until you go out there and do it, you never know if you can do it or not. And I get it. Coming back from a catastrophic injury and you're working your way back, you question your confidence at times. You question that. You question your ability at times. And you say, can I really do this? I know it's practice, but what happens when I really get out there? And the only way he's going to be able to find out is when he gets on the football field.
You know, I laugh because he's coming off a bad, bad injury, and he's wondering, right? But when I used to face Reggie White or Jerome Brown or Lawrence Taylor, I used to be thinking the whole week, can I really do this?
Was that the Larry Allen flu or something like that?
Yeah, I'm like, man, woo! Really, but anyway, have you ever been in that position where you was challenged with a new job, a new deal, a new movement, and you wake up the next day saying, bro, can I handle this?
You have to execute.
Yeah,
definitely.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All right,
who we got?
Just two words, and it's awesome.
I didn't have to go up against LT or anybody like that.
But you had your own challenges, bro. You had your own challenges. Jess, what was your biggest challenge?
Nah, I don't have any challenges. Who we got, Chris?
I don't have any challenges. Can I ask a quick question about Gallup?
Sure.
When
you're saying to get him involved early in the game, what type of play, if you're the OC or the person that's making those decisions, what play are you running to get him, you know, the ball that early?
A smoke screen. I mean, literally line him up. And the smoke screen is basically this. I take one step forward and I turn back to the ball. Get me the rock. Let me turn and run. Either I'm going to make somebody miss and run by him, or I'm going to get tackled. So I just want him to see the ball coming to an easy catch, an easy completion for the quarterback, for the receiver. And then Hey, do what your natural inclination is to do as a wide receiver.
And then get tackled again. Get comfortable with getting tackled again.
That's the biggest thing you hear guys always say, I need to get hit. I need to get hit. I need to get up from a hit. I need to know that I am okay with being hit. I'm okay with sticking my foot in the ground and changing direction. If that's not available, run a slant. Or if they press up, hey, run a go route. Let's open that bad boy up. Let's just see how you feel. Let's just get that coming your way. You seeing the ball, the intensity of it. And once it's done, now you can take a deep breath and go, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right. But just something simple. Just get the ball in his hands and let him do what he's naturally opposed to do as a receiver.
That makes sense.
Who we got, Chris?
Thank you. We're going to say a prayer today.
We're praying.
Yeah, we go. Yes, sir.
Pastor Q.
Okay.
No. Wait, Pastor Q. We're going to open this. Will you say a prayer for me quickly on air? Just a quick 10-second prayer because, yes, I need it. So I want you to start this call. I'm going to give you your time, Pastor Q. Yeah. Just give me a quick prayer. We're going to bow your heads, people. Bow your heads.
Really quickly. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, renew Jesse's mind according to Romans 12:2.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And transform his mind.
Let's go. Daily, God.
Thank you. You got to take that serious, Jesse.
I am Jesus serious. I'm dying to myself serious.
You need to stress daily. For
daily.
Sure.
How about minutely, times. Secondly?
Yeah.
Is that a word? Secondly, minutely? Hourly?
It is now.
It is now.
Pastor Q, how are you?
Put that on the tape and send that to Jesse, Chris.
On a loop.
Put it on a loop. So whatever you think, crazy. Yeah.
Crazy, man. It's like you do it on cue, Jesse, man. I don't understand it, man.
I don't know. The Lord's still working on me. Romans 12.
The Lord is working on it. The Lord is working on all of
us. Hey, amen. What you got for today, Pastor Q?
Listen, man. You know, our pastor, you know, Shiloh Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia, which is outside of Washington, D.C. So this weekend is big for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a congregation full of
Commanders. New name folks, footballers.
New name folks.
Yeah.
And but I do have a number of people in Texas, and we got a good number of Cowboy fans in the congregation as well. And so this is the big weekend. But listen,
Pastor, don't be no fighting going on in your church.
Nah, all joyful banter.
Okay, all right.
Joyful banter. But no, but seriously, you all, I remember when I called and I said 13-4. I haven't seen anything that has changed my mind about this team, especially the way our defense is playing and the wise ways of Kellen Moore now that Dak has been out. I pray that when Dak comes back, we can stay with this momentum and that scheming because we got some bullies on the offensive line. Let's use them. Let's get Peters up, get in that guard. And let's run the ball to both sides and let's go play action, take the deep shots. We one tackle away from breaking it out on special teams. Our defense is playing lights out, you know, maybe short the run a little bit, but I think this is going to be a test for us this week because they got some dogs on that defensive line. And if we can handle that, their offense does not scare me, but I just don't want us to be timid because they do have some playmakers. You know, Curtis Samuel, you know, McLaurin and Gibson and that boy Dotson, no boy is nice. But we can do something to him. And I think this would be a big boost for us to going into L.A.
I love it, Pastor.
I know. Thank you, Pastor, man. I appreciate the prayer. I appreciate the calls, man. And continue to pray for Nate, too. Nate, you need it.
Yeah.
I heard the daddy comment, man. Yeah.
I heard the daddy comment, right?
I heard myself when I looked at Jesse, keep my household out your mouth. Yes, sir. You know, I'm going to put that holy whip on
when you said
I'm
that.
I'm going to put that
like,
holy
whip. Please don't call. I'm like, oh, yeah. Already here.
I'll put that holy whip on. But I'm going to tell you what, man.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate you, man. Have a great
weekend. Yeah, y'all be blessed, man. Y'all have a good one.
Pastor, say hello to the voice.
What's up, voice, man? You need to come get in the pulpit, man. You got a nice one.
Sir, I'll make my way up to Virginia.
Yeah. He'll have the whole single section jumping. If you want 20,000 more members, get 10,000 more men. He gonna come to that singles event that y'all throw right around the corner. And we heard him in the pulpit.
Yeah. Wow.
Y'all too blessed. Y'all be blessed.
All right,
you too, Pastor.
Oh, man. That's, you know, and they, by, I don't have a fear of this team. I do have a slight concern that the light bulb doesn't turn on.
Man, I'm with you on that.
You're overlooking?
Like, you know, like, just, No.
They got a team of individuals that can play.
Oh, you
play.
Mean Washington's
yes.
Like coming on.
Okay. Yes. Just,
like, I don't want Carson for one game to revert back to the Carson of MVP.
Right.
Two 300-yard games this year.
Yeah, so. I don't, but he's still.
He's going to throw you two picks with him full touchdown.
He ain't the smartest in the bunch, you know. But, again, you're still talking about professional players. Like, Carson still has, if we did an arm test, right, or throw test, Carson will be in the top tier of those quarterbacks in the league.
Yes, he will.
Who can deliver the ball from all angles, deliver the ball to down the field, intermediate. Yeah. Now, he makes some horrible decisions holding the ball way too long.
I was about to say.
He
can throw it a mile, but the problem is the guy who's returning it is in another jersey.
I know, but this is what I'm saying. I just don't want him to have a moment in time.
Yeah, he can't give him time.
Like, I don't want him – you can't give – I don't want him to kind of just all of a sudden
– say, I got this.
He's the old Carson
man,
wins for a game.
Yeah, man, I'm with you, man.
And now Terry McLaurin and Samuels and Jahan Dotson and all
and
those cats out there.
Kid.
And Gibson. Because if you had to match
McKissick.
Up. If you told me name for name between Samuel, Dotson, and McLaurin against J. Lou, Anthony Brown, and Diggs with a quarterback.
Yeah.
It could be a long day, bro.
We would be in for a challenge.
Yeah,
and maybe Diggs and McLaurin wash each other out, right?
Right.
But Samuels and Jahan Dotson,
that's gonna be a fight.
That and those guys are game breakers. You get the ball in their hands and you miss a tackle, see you later, hallelujah. Yeah.
Would you say they won the first game? He was sacked once. They lost the next two. And he's what, sacked six times, nine times?
He was sacked five the second time and nine the second. Yeah. I got a different theory. You know, because everybody, you know, we hear it all on our flagship station. I do not need for the Bama Twins to make up. I need for them to be. Understand me, y'all. These are two first rounders that can take it. Jonathan Allen, and this Payne.
Montez Sweat.
These guys can take over games. They have the ability. So if they play within the framework of this defense and they make up in their mind, y'all ain't running this ball. We're going to have to hurry up and put Peters in, or we're going to have to hurry up and get McGovern in there because they can stop it, bro. And so I'm with you. They don't need DeRon Payne. We don't need for them to have this day of, you know what, man? I just want to play up to my potential. I don't need for them to have that day. And then that frees up Holcomb. Cole Holcomb, the linebacker, that frees him up to come down here freely, running down. Now he's running over humps, and he's got to figure his way through. Man, a clean linebacker who you can't just run anything and trick him. No, man, I'm with you, Jess. Yeah. I just don't need that day of clarity. I don't need that to happen come Sunday at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock Eastern.
What we do need is your calls, 888-855-2297. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're jumping right back on the phones. Before we jump on the phones, we'll do our predictions. We'll get them out the way early.
Okay.
So that we're not behind the clock when
the
we get to that
get
point.
To go?
Yeah, we'll let the voice, we'll let him get a prediction. We'll let him get his thoughts on the game.
All right. Okay. Good. Yeah, because mine going to be quick.
We all know that.
So does Miss Michelle.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, we're going to break. Don't hanging with the boys. I'm out.
This dude.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. We are here live. It's Freaky Friday, man. We want to hear from you. Cowboys take on the Washington Commanders this Sunday, 12 noon at AT&T Stadium. Come out, have a good time, cheer on your Cowboys to victory. But you know how we do it on Fridays. We give our predictions. We let you know what we think about the game, give you our score, and then we're back to the phones. We want to hear from you. We want to hear some of your predictions. We want to hear some of your thoughts, your concerns, how the Cowboys are going to win, how, you know, if you believe they may lose, how that may happen. I don't think that's going to happen this weekend, but you may. And we open you up to that. Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly. We got the voice over there, Dylan. He's chilling out with us for the day, but let's go through this early and get it out the way. Kurt.
Yes, sir.
Cowboys, Washington Commanders.
Cowboys, I like them at home. I still think Washington has some good talent, but they don't seem to be getting it all together. And I think the Cowboys are going to be able to pull this one out. Defense will hold them under 20 again, so something maybe like 24-17
for Kurt. Nate?
Cowboys will win big. Cowboys do what they have to do. Just go out there and play and you know, cut down on the penalties and just play hard, play smart, and you should win this by a field goal easily.
Wait, what?
Win big by a field goal.
Easily.
Okay.
Well, usually it's by one, so a field goal is
big. Big. You're right. That's true, right. Yeah. Yes, right. The voice, Dylan.
I think this would be similar to the game against New York Monday night. Slow start. But I think we'll have two explosive plays.
It's like making love over there. Slow start. You
know
what I'm
saying? Start, then you ramp it
build
up.
You know, yeah. Explosive plays.
Yeah.
Don't be
master
explosive.
Strokes.
Don't be too explosive too early now.
Yeah.
That won't get you a second date. Yeah. Go ahead.
Very true. But I think 27-13, we'll have two or three plays that'll separate us from give us some distance between us and Washington, and you know, we'll get the victory at home.
Score?
27-13.
27-13 from the voice. I think this should be Cowboys from start to finish. I really do. I think put everything together. Kellen Moore, continue to do what you do. Dan Quinn's going to continue to do what he does.
Yep.
One sack, five sacks, nine sacks. I'm not saying the Cowboys are going to have a 10-sack game. But I'm saying I like the chances with Micah Parsons leading his defense for it to be more than five sacks. And I think when those guys get to Carson Wentz, who is a little bit loosey-goosey with that football, that they knock it out and they create a scoring turnover this week.
Oh,
and they get a scoring turnover this week.
Pick six?
I think a strip sack fumble for a touchdown. They can pick it up and return it back for a touchdown. So for me, but I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be in control between the 20s. The Cowboys will dominate, but I think that this won't be a high scoring game. So I'm going 21-13 Cowboys. 21-13 Cowboys. The over under is 41, so I'm taking the under. The Cowboys have been under all year long, so I don't think they're going to change this week at all. So 21-13.
Only minus three, huh? That's kind of basically home field, nothing else. Right?
When you're playing with a backup quarterback, they're still playing that. You know, even
not
going to
give Cooper any credit. Huh?
Cooper's been playing well. It's still, Vegas may feel like me. I mean, is the clock going to strike 12 at any point in time? We don't know, but we'll find out Sunday. All right, Chris, we're back to the phones.
All right, right now I have Joe in Albany, New York.
Joe in Albany, New York, man. What's up? What's going on, man? Welcome to Hanging with the Boys.
Hey, all. Thanks for taking my call, and I hope you're doing well on this fine Friday. Gosh, I didn't know how I was going to follow Pastor Cal or Pastor Q, so man,
I appreciate
you all going to commercial. Give me a little time. You know, he's got such vigor and spirit, and I just got anxiety. So, you know, I appreciate that. And also, I want to say thanks, Jesse, for every morning. First thing I do, I look over, say hi to my wife, good morning. Then I go on your Twitter handle and see what you're doing. So I appreciate that. I appreciate how quick you get back to people. And I appreciate Nate giving me a good laugh on my way to work every day. So I'm probably an hour before y'all. So, you know, I get a good laugh from Nate every morning. So
thank you.
That's that.
What did Kurt give you? I mean, Kurt got to give you something.
I don't give him nothing. No, I don't. I mean,
Kurt, when Kurt dances, it gives me a little bit of agita. I know he's white, but damn.
No, I know you're lying.
So I got a question for each of y'all. Well, really just Jesse and Nate. Sorry, Kurt.
But, that's all right. That's the way it is.
For Jesse, what would you need to see today on Sunday against Washington from Jalen Tolbert to give you, you know, excitement about his progression? What would make you football horny to see from Jalen Tolbert? Mm. That's my question for you. For Nate, the Commanders' center, they're on their third now. It's Nick Martin, right? As a lineman, what was it like when you had, especially a center, switch out last minute? How long did it take for you to build that chemistry and to get on par with them? And then I guess, Kurt, what's your favorite color? I don't know.
Blue.
Hey, you go first, Kurt.
Blue,
all right.
Man, thank you for the call, brother. We appreciate that.
And I'm going to tell you something. We were so fortunate we never had that where we had to switch out real quick, except once, I think, when Step blew his knee, and I think we was up in Minnesota.
Quick fun fact.
Yeah.
The starting center for the Washington Commanders this week will be Nick Martin.
Okay.
Younger brother of Zach.
The All-World Martin.
Martin. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a Martin brothers reunion this weekend in AT&T.
I just hope it don't be on top of each other's quarterbacks.
That's pretty cool for parents, though, right? Yeah. You get to come and see your kids play at the same time, you know, in the game.
Yeah, my mom had it several times.
And if Nick sticks with Washington twice a year, every year, I mean, we know
they can spend one ticket. You know, they got to be bouncing around.
What do you mean?
My dad ain't got to split and go one.
Oh, yes.
Hey, boom, we found a reunion.
Yeah. We know Zach's not going away anytime soon, so right. Nick got to just keep making a football team in Washington. So, I'm just, right?
Wow.
I mean, it's the truth.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked you a question.
Oh, I said we only had that happen one time, and it wasn't a big adjustment because I think it was Big Baby we came in. So we play well together.
For Tolbert, I need to see what they saw, the explosiveness, the big play catchability down the field, the contested catches. There is no number that can, I mean, now if he goes out there for 100 yards receiving, that's an eye popping number. But
right.
He got his first catch last week in the second quarter, I believe it was. But for him, it's consistency. You know, stay out there. And it's getting ready to get a little bit more difficult for him because if they play Michael Gallup, if he plays, that means you go down the notch even further.
Well, if Gallup's in the lineup, will Tolbert even be in?
That's what I'm saying for Tolbert.
I mean, not, yeah.
He won't be inactive.
Will he be on
will
he even be on the field?
Yeah, inactive.
That's a good question.
Because it was Houston in before him.
That's a great question.
And Houston came out, and now they put Tolbert. Yeah. If Gallup comes in, you know.
Hey.
Then another 4 weeks, then Washington will be back. Tolbert ain't looking too hot.
You better get it while you can, Tolbert.
Yeah.
All right, we got time for one more call.
Yes, we do.
We got time for one more call.
Yes, we do.
All right, who
G
we got?
In Jersey.
G in Jersey, my
guy.
What's
up?
What's up, baby?
Man, I'm sitting out here in front of this all-you-can-eat buffet. They got ooh, look. Going on here, man. Hey, look, Jeff, I'm
that make Nate football horny right there. You, he
make me food horny. Make me food horny.
Talking about all-you-eat buffet. He set up, nipples got hard and everything.
Now, stop, Jesse. Go ahead on, young man.
My wife flagging me down, man. She's like, these hunches in here waiting, baby. I said, all right, give me a minute, man. Listen, fellas, I need to see the boys come out and play with some kind of pressure all game long, right from the start. And I had a coach, and he always used to tell us, he used to say, you have to understand the situation. And what the Cowboys are facing right now is a game that they should not be behind, they should not lose, and they need to understand where they are. This defensive line that we're facing this week, they could test anybody in the league if they decide to play. So we've been fortunate to have Rush upright for the last two games. He hasn't felt any kind of pressure. But this ain't the week that Kellen Moore goes back into his trickery. We need to keep doing what we did the last two games and just run that rock right into their face and challenge these cats. I have a question for the panel. And my question is, with everybody on their way back, Kearse, McGovern, Gallup, and Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the guys that we need to see perform this week so that they can keep their spot on the roster, because time is running out. Our roster's filling out with talent, man. Guys, have a good weekend. Let's go, boys.
Thank you, G. I mean, that's a walk-off call, so I'm glad we took G for the last call. Thank you, G, for calling. Enjoy that all-you-can-eat buffet. I think we just mentioned him.
Matt Farniak better be balling.
Yeah.
I think the clock is on. Matt, I don't care. I don't think what he can do.
Ain't nothing he can do.
Nothing he can do.
It's coming. It's Matt Farniak.
Marquise Bell.
Keep fighting, baby.
The young guy in the safety.
He got to keep rolling. Yeah. And your boy Jalen. They got to keep balling.
It's inevitable. Once Jerron Kearse comes back, he's going back to his spot. Donovan Wilson will then back him up. And Bell might have to take a back seat. I think Farniak, see you, buddy. That's going to be Jason Peters' spot for the rest of the season. Like, he's to the
because
point now.
Because McGovern going to be your tight end, your third, specialist tight end.
Yeah, and for Peters, he wants to play a whole game right now. I think once you get him out there for a whole game, you're going to see, unless he gets injured, the one guy that has to kind of really show up if he dresses this week is Jalen Tolbert. I mean, he is your third-round pick. This is a guy who third-round picks play. They play.
Sure.
They unless they're hurt, they are supposed to play. So he's the one guy that has to really, really, really – Make a splash fast, because Gallup's coming back, Washington's coming back, and when Dak comes back,
Schultz might be back.
This train don't wait for nobody. This thing continues to move on. So thank you guys all week long for being with us, being a part of us. Thank you, Dylan, the voice, for getting all the ladies riled up on our show. They gonna see this. All right.
You're welcome.
There you go. There you go, Nate. Get your Barry White bag right there.
I took everything I had, man. My throat's sore.
Hey, listen, man. I appreciate you. Nate, Kurt,
yes, sir.
The voice, Chris in the back, Bro Willie, Audio Jazz. We appreciate all of you. Most importantly, we appreciate you, the people. That's why this is the people show. I am Jesse Holly, man. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. We out.
We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!